Deputy Minister of Tourism, Culture and Creative Arts, Jifa Gumashi, says there's a need for Ghanaians to demystify autism, as this is one of the ways by which children with the condition can be saved. He said the disease is not spiritual, so people must stop exploiting parents of such children and support them. Madame Gumashi said this in Accra at the formal launch of the Autism Society of Ghana. She pleaded with people to stop stigmatizing autism children and rather help them to integrate into society. Here's a report by Antoinette Abba.
I have autism.
That was an 8-year-old autistic child pleading with society to stop the stigmatization and accept her. They usually have communication and social problems, or both. Autism is a condition many people do not comprehend or appreciate. Individuals and institutions dealing with autistic children have therefore found it prudent to come together to form the Autism Society of Ghana, ASOG. The aim of the group is to help eliminate stigmatization, raise awareness in society, as well as educate, advocate, research and support autistic people. Madame Jifa Gumashi said there's a need for people to specialize as trainers and caregivers so that adequate attention can be given to autistic children. She further enumerated some of the things to look out for in children, as the earlier the condition is detected, the better.
Let us be ambassadors of autism and tell the world that it is not a spiritual issue. They have gone through dehumanizing situations just because they want to see their children well. They've been taken advantage of, but we can change the status quo. How do we identify the condition? There are a few things that you should look out for. The children are usually unresponsive to their names. They like to play on their own. Solitary games comfort them. And they may be really strange kind of games. They like to flap their arms for no reason. And it can also go on for hours on end. Let's look for the symptoms, the signs that are unusual for children. And let's seek help immediately.
The founder of the Autism Awareness and Training Center, Mrs. Sewa Kwenu, said currently autistic centers are located only in Accra and Tema. She said efforts are being made to open centers in all the regions so that people outside Accra can have access to care.
As individuals, it is very difficult to change the circumstances of people with autism in Ghana. But if we gather together, all those truly care about the lives of people with autism can then speak with one voice, an awakening voice. If we want to make change, if we want to advocate for the rights of people with autism, and if we want to support each other, then we must do it together.
Individuals and corporate institutions who want to help the Autism Society of Ghana can visit the website on www.asog.org.gh for information on autism and support the group.